wasn't to be a fairy tale finish on Saturday for AP McCoy as he finished third in his final race, but there was an emotional send-off for the record-breaking jockey as a sellout crowd of more than 18,000 were there to see the 20-time champion bring to an end a glittering career after two decades at the top. During a record-breaking career, he's ridden more than 4,300 winners, spent more than 1,000 weeks at the top of his game, and broken more than 40 bones in the pursuit of winners. John Laverty is the executive editor of the Belfast Telegraph. Well, that nearly says it all, John, doesn't it?
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Phenomenal. People ask, is Tony McCoy the greatest Northern Ireland sports person of all time? You could argue he's almost the greatest sports person of all time. You mentioned that there over a 1,000 weeks at number one. Well, you know, there are a quarter of the population of Britain weren't even born the last time we had a champion jockey who wasn't Tony McCoy. Funny enough, another Ulsterman as well, Richard Dunwoody. So, I mean, his 1,040 weeks at number one at the top of the sport, I mean, that's twice as long as Tiger Woods spent as the world number one golfer. And also, it's like three times as long as Roger Federer spent as the world's number one tennis player. That gives you some idea of what a phenomenon Tony McCoy is and what he has been. He has a perfect record, Stephen. I mean, you know, he unlike other sports people, he hasn't had ups and downs, really. He's been, you know, 20 years as a professional, 20 championships. I mean, you can't beat that.
Where does he rank, though, among the greatest sports persons to come out of Northern Ireland? Like, you know, would he be above George Best?
You know what, Stephen? We are very, very lucky in Northern Ireland. We have had so many, you know, brilliant sports people. I mean, in my opinion, I grew up watching George Best as a young kid, and you know, to me, George Best at the time that he was at his best was the best footballer of his age, and certainly maybe of all time. Rory McIlroy, of course, could end up being the greatest golfer we've ever had. Alex Higgins, at the time, probably around at the turn of the 80s, was the greatest snooker player that most people had ever seen, and of course, Joey Dunlop on the motorbikes, possibly the best ever. But all that is dwarfed by Tony McCoy, because you can't get any better than somebody who has been number one from the moment they started until the moment they finished. I mean, he started off as a 20-year-old, he ended up as a 40-year-old, and he won 20 championships.
Yeah, but call it. Who would be the greatest sports person to have come out of Northern Ireland? Rory? George Best? AP McCoy? Call it.
I've already called it. It's AP McCoy.
At the
100% is
above Rory.
Well, Rory
above a worldwide superstar.
He is a worldwide superstar. What you could argue about the jump jockey season and jump jockey racing is actually it's not as worldwide as Rory is. But you can only go by your own profession, Stephen. And National Hunt Racing. Tony McCoy is the best there has ever been. The funny thing is, on the flat racing, so Gordon Richards, he won 26 championships on the flat. They knighted him for that. You know, I expect Tony McCoy to be knighted in the New Year's Honours. There is no doubt. Now, some people would argue, oh, it's the horses that do it. I would actually argue it's even more difficult because, you know, you're riding different horses every single day. It's not like a Grand Prix driver who has the same car all the time, you know, and it's maybe a very good car. Tony rides different horses, different meetings, different weeks, and that makes it even more difficult. And we haven't even started to talk about the injuries that he's had.
Give us a ring this morning, 0845 955 678. Who do you think is the greatest sports person of all time? Eddie, you wouldn't put an Antrim. Morning to you, Eddie.
Good morning.
You wouldn't put AP McCoy up there. You'd put Joey Dunlop up there, would you?
Yes, Joey Dunlop would be up there. He would be the number one in my eyes, anyway.
Why Joey?
Well, Joey has done, and remember now, Joey was doing it on an amateur basis. He wasn't getting the money, any of them boys was getting there anywhere near it. And he has done numerous things for charity all over the world. He took on loads of stuff and he went everywhere. And he was just an exceptionally hero of mine, and 100,000 other people in this island.
The commentator, Heidi McAlpin, joining us this morning as well. You wouldn't go for McCoy either, Heidi.
Well, it wouldn't, because it's interesting the discussion that you've had so far. How do you define the greatest ever sports person? Is it what they achieved within their sport? And undoubtedly, AP is right up there and would be the best. But it's more than that. The history books ultimately deem who is a legend. And the thing about being a legend is it acknowledges both the sporting prowess and the global appeal. And you can't deny that footballers and golfers and tennis stars have got huge global appeal compared with jump jockeys, which is, you know, undeniably quite a fairly niche sport, and not a lot of people globally would know who AP McCoy is compared with Rory McIlroy. You just look at their Twitter accounts. I mean, AP has got a very healthy 245,000 followers, but Rory McIlroy has got 2.4 million followers, and obviously gets huge endorsements.
It's pretty shallow. It's pretty shallow to start talking about, but depending on how many followers someone has.
A reflection of his international reputation.
Twitter is not a reflection on reputation. I have 110 followers, for goodness, 110,000 followers, for goodness sake. Twitter's
a reflection of global awareness. And another interesting point that was made by your caller there is what happens after their sport. And Joey Dunlop, yes, he absolutely cemented his position as a legend here because he did a lot of work out in Romania. And Mary Peters as well. Let's not forget Mary Peters. She's the only woman so far being mentioned. And she is Dame Mary Peters. She achieved the highest that she could within her sport, getting the Olympic gold. But after she retired, she has continuously promoted the sport and also Northern Ireland globally. And in fact, she is backing a campaign
for
the permanent Ulster Sports Museum, which I personally would also love to see happen.
Go on, John.
Well, what I'm going to say is, I mean, I thought this was not a conversation, but to see who the greatest sports person was, not who had the most global appeal or who had the most Twitter followers, you know. But we're talking about pure sport here, and you know.
But are we?
You can only rise to the top of your own profession. And Tony has been at the top of his profession from day one until the final day last weekend, and. You cannot do better. I mean, of course golf has more of a global appeal and football. Of course they have more of a global appeal. But even when you talk about Rory McIlroy, and the thing of it is, this is the joy of a debate like this. We have so many brilliant sports people in Northern Ireland. We're proud of every single one of them. I mean, it's brilliant to have people like Rory McIlroy and George Best in your history, and Alex Higgins, and of course Joey Dunlop, who's been phenomenal. That is the great thing. One thing I do agree with Heidi about this sports museum, I've mentioned this before and I'll keep banging on about it. Northern Ireland needs a sports museum. Northern Ireland's legacy in sport is astonishing for the size of the country.
And look at people like Carl Frampton still coming up through the ranks, my goodness. And it's all about being a global ambassador for Northern Ireland. And there's George Best, the airport's named after him, for goodness sake. So what more do people need to showcase sport as being way up there in terms of global awareness of are we nook of the world?
Yes,
should McCoy have Aldergrove named after him?
I thought that was going to be Gloria Honeyford International Airport. That's the last I heard. Sport she plays.
Bernie in Lisburn. Morning, Bernie. How are you doing?
Good, bad, Stephen. Thank you.
Good.
Oh, yes, AP McCoy, the greatest sportsman of all time. You consider the number of falls and all he has had, and yet he's kept going right to the end, and he's went out with dignity. Any interviews we heard him giving on the radio or the TV, he was always very mannerly. He never tried to run other jockeys down or anything like that. And he always spoke very a cool, calm voice. And come of a nice family too, and it's great.
So he'd be your man?
Oh, yes, he always was.
What about Alex Higgins? Should Higgy not be up there, John?
All of those men should be up. All great sportsmen, Joey Dunlop, all the good people from Northern Ireland should have been up.
Here's Gabby and Yuri. Morning, Gabby.
Stephen, how you doing?
Go ahead, Gabby.
Without a doubt, after 40 years, the man, and he's back in Northern Ireland, Friday night again, promoting young charities and all here, Pat Jennings.
Pat Jennings. 119 caps for Northern Ireland. That was fed to me in my ear. I wouldn't have a clue, but that's what I'm told.
Listen, I'll give you the measure of the man. I was running a charity event here. On the weekend I was running it, Pat Jennings had to fly out to Germany to do a big thing for Jürgen Klinsmann. His retirement due was on. And Pat apologised to me and said he couldn't come to Newry free for us and help us. He then rang us back and said that he was diverting over to Belfast, flew in, helped us out with our charity, straight out, got a flight at 6 o'clock of a Sunday night, over to London and back out to Germany and done all that at a time he could have been with his family, never took a penny of us here in Newry.
That's a testament to the man he is, John Laverty.
He's a big gentleman.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Funny, I had a night out with Pat a couple of years ago, and it's hard to believe he's actually about to turn 70, Pat Jennings, about to celebrate his 70th birthday. He's still indefatigable, a wonderful goalkeeper, and especially in the 70s, he was probably, arguably, the best goalkeeper in the world. You know, whether he was Northern Ireland's greatest ever sports person, I think there are a few ahead of Pat. I'm not denigrating Pat in any way. A fantastic sports person, you know, a role model for all young kids, especially goalkeepers, in the way he handled himself both on and off the field. So I'm not going to denigrate Pat in any way. But in my opinion, Tony McCoy is the greatest ever Northern Ireland sports person. And one other thing, Stephen, you know, Tony McCoy is his first week of retirement. He's going to spend it visiting injured jockeys, especially the Robbie McNamara and John Thomas McNamara, who was badly injured at Cheltenham 2 years ago, and that really affected Tony. When Tony came back into the changing rooms, and so you know, John Thomas McNamara's clothes still hanging on the peg, I think that was the start of him deciding maybe I've gone on this too long, and that's what he's been going to be doing this week. He started off this week by having an Ulster fry, actually, for about the first time in years, because normally he has jelly babies for lunch. So, I mean, he's so humble as well. He's such a modest man, a wonderful ambassador. But ambassadorial things are great, but you do it on the field of play, on the pitch, and Tony has done it despite all the falls for 20 years.
Here's Pat and Ballygasson. Pat, good morning.
Hello, Stephen. Could I correct you?
I've never heard of Ballygasson in my life.
No, well, listen, that's the first thing I want to correct you about. That's not Ballygasson. That's a town not very close to us. We're here in Ballygasson.
Where's Ballygasson?
Yes.
Sounds like something out of a cartoon. Where is that?
No, it's a small town land in, up here alongside the Cannon River.
I need to understand Northern Ireland more, don't I?
Well, you certainly do. Can I give you the Gaelic on it and the derivation, seeing you're asking?
Aye.
The river is the Cannon River, and the townland is a strip of, I think it's about 300 acres in it, alongside the river. And it's the townland beside the river, Ballya, the townland, Cush, Owen, beside the river, Ballya, Cush, Owen, Ballygasson, when you anglicise it.
Anyway, enough of this Ballygasson stuff. What about our sports stars?
I was calling you, but your charge has been already marked by a damn near every colleague you spoke to about leaving out Joey Dunlop out of your list of great people, great sportsmen. So, you know, sir, that's already been done. Shame on you for leaving Dunlop out when you're running the thing originally, right?
Shame on me?
Yes, shame on you. Or shame on whoever put the script together.
Finney. But he knows nothing about sport. He plays badminton.
Well, whoever it was at anyway, they shouldn't have left Dunlop out when you're talking about great sportsmen in Northern Ireland. That's all I'm saying. The other thing I want to say to you very quickly is in terms of, you know, sort of honours, you know, sort of, don't be surprised if you see a move for to get, what do you call it, to get McCoy canonised.
You serious?
Well, you know, sir, it all depends on the number of miracles you perform in your lifetime, and I think McKay would be, what he called, would have a supply of them. The first stage, I understand, is you become a blessed. So look out for blessed Tony McKay.
Thank you, Mr. Ballygasson. Florence in County Fermanagh. Good morning, Florence.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Florence.
Well, I would have to agree with the caller he said about Mary Peters, because I have done a trek with her in New Zealand, and also in the morning she's done a lot of work for charity apart from all the publicity. But I also feel Barry McGuigan should have been mentioned, because
Barry McGuigan,
he was born in Clonus, but he lived near me in County Fermanagh. They moved across the border, he and his wife, and at the height of the Troubles, Barry had fans in both the East Belfast and West Belfast, and he's had some difficult times because of his daughter with the cancer. I actually iced the christening cake for that wee girl, Danica, and I worked in the hotel belonging to his wife, and I know that the Mealiff family and the McGuigan family are very highly thought of in Clonus and across the border as well in Fermanagh here, and even yet Barry is promoting good community relations with promoting the fight in Belfast and the crowds that he brought together again. He's still doing quite a lot, and the fact that he started this academy in schools, you know, to try and bring sports into the education curriculum as well as allowing the children to still continue with their education. I think that's very honourable because I used to be a teacher myself.
Okay, Florence, thank you very much indeed. Interesting conversation. Heidi and John, thank you. Morning to you both.